ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सह गणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। तो टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 1 एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे वी विल रीड 38। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी।
मृत्युर्जन्मवतां वीर देहेन सह जायते अद्य वाब्दशतान्ते वा मृत्युर्वै प्राणिनां ध्रुवः मृत्युः डेथ जन्मवता ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटीज who have taken birth.
Veera,
O great hero.
Dehena saha,
along with the body.
Jayate,
is born. One who has taken birth is sure to die.
Adya,
today.
Va,
either.
Of the sat,
of the hundreds of years.
Ante,
at the end.
Va,
or.
Mrityu,
death.
Vai,
indeed.
Praninam,
for every living entity.
Dhruvaha
is assured.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation.
O great hero, one who takes birth is sure to die. For death is born with the body. One may die today or after hundreds of years, but death is sure for every living entity.
Vasudeva wanted to impress upon Kamsa that although Kamsa feared dying and therefore wanted to kill even a woman, he could not avoid death. Death is sure. Why then should Kamsa do something that would be detrimental to his reputation and that of his family, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 2:27. Jatasya hi dhruva mrtur, dhruvam janma mrtasya cha, tasmat aparihare arthe natvam sochitum arhasi. For one who has taken his birth, death is certain. And for one who is dead, birth is certain. Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not lament. One should not fear death. Rather, one should prepare oneself for the next birth. One should utilize one's time in this human form to end the process of birth and death. It is not that to save oneself from death, one should entangle oneself in sinful activities. This is not good. This statement, this verse is spoken by Vasudevji, the father of Lord Krishna himself. Of course, this verse is not very much good information, talks about death and each of us has to die. So in that case, it is not very good information for us. We don't want to die, and Vasudevji here confirming that one who has taken his birth, death is certain, he will die. However, we will come on this point. Let us consider the circumstances. In which circumstances Vasudev is speaking, and this Vasudevji is speaking to Kamsa, his own brother-in-law. So this chapter describes Vasudev married Devaki, and after marriage, right after marriage, this marriage took place in Mathura, next to us, hardly 10 miles away from us. This whole incident took place in the streets of Mathura. So right after marriage ceremony, Vasudev mounted on the chariot along with his newly wedded wife Devaki. So he mounted on a chariot in the street of Mathura for the auspicious departure. Brahmanas were chanting auspicious mantras. Brahmanas, since the couple, Vasudeva and Devaki, they are about to depart, so the Vedic Brahmanas, they were reciting, uttering auspicious mantra. Many people were playing like musical instrument, singing and dancing was going on. Whole festivity was there. Srimad Bhagavatam and other Purana describe the streets of the Mathura were sprinkled with rose scented water. Street, crystal clear street. They have sprinkled from Devak side, from Ugrasen side, from Kamsa side, whole streets of Mathura were sprinkled with rose scented water. Nicely it was decorated. Whole city was resounded by cheers of joy. People were making sound. And at that time, in order to please his sister, Kamsa was also present. You can understand, in that assembly for the auspicious departure, many celebrity important personality of that age were present there. Jarasandh, the biggest king, most powerful king, father-in-law of Kamsa was there. Ugrasen, the emperor, the king of Mathura was there, Ugrasen. Father of Devaki, Devak was also present, and many important citizen were there. They have come here to attend the royal marriage ceremony. At that time, Kamsa was also there. In order to please his sister, Kamsa felt very much affection towards her sister Devaki, and he wanted to serve her, do some practical service for her. So though he was a king, Yuvaraj, prince, he came forward, mounted on the chariot where Vasudeva and Devaki were already seated. He took charge of the reins of horses and started to drive chariot. He became chariot driver. So whole festivity was there, citizens were there. Throngs of citizens lined up in the both sides of the street, lined up, and many more gathered on the rooftop so that they could have better sight, clear sight. So this was the situation. And Rath was about to depart, ready for auspicious departure. At that time, a thunderous voice was heard from the sky. First of all, a thunderous applause was heard from the cheers of the people. And next come, a thunderous voice came resounded in the sky, and that voice, celestial voice from the sky, directly that voice addressed to Kamsa. Kamsa was controlling the reins of horses. He was driving. He was in mood of service. He was mood of pleasing Devaki and Vasudev. At that time, the voice directly addressed. A thunderous voice was heard, and voice was so clear, so loud, that it was able to catch the attention of every single person. They stopped singing, stopped dancing, and stopped speaking anything. Now everyone says, looking towards the sky, because from the sky the sound was coming. Voice directly addressed to Kamsa. Here Srimad Bhagavatam describes. Voice said, Kamsa, you Kamsa, you have no brain substance. You are foolish. Voice comes directly, Kamsa, you are foolish. You have no intelligence. You have no any brain substance in your head. what I have done mistake? What I have done foolishness? You rascal, foolish. You are trying to please. You are giving too much respect for Devaki. You don't know. Her eighth child will take birth in due course of time and he will kill you. Her eighth child would be cause of your death. So this whole festivity was there. Up to point everything was a festival mood. As soon as Kamsa heard this voice, immediately his mood changed. He became very much puzzled. What I should do now? Here Srimad Bhagavatam talks. Sri Prabhupada talks. Immediately, as soon as he heard the voice, he dropped the reins of horses. Lagam chhod diya. He was catching in his left side, left hand, lagam. Just drop the lagam. Throw it. And with his left hand, he caught hold on the bunch of hair of Devaki. Braided hair. With left. And from right side, right hand, he took up his sword. He has sword. Man, usually the Kshatriya, they came, took out sword. And he was about to sever the head of Devaki. He was about to chop off. He wanted to behead Devaki. He wanted to separate Devaki's head from her body. Right on the top of chariot. Everyone was looking. Everyone was shocked. And everyone could understand what is the intention in the mind of Kamsa, why he is doing this. But nobody could dare to come forward. Nobody came in the protection of Devaki. He was about to kill Devaki, but nobody from the audience, from the crowd came to stop him. That Vasudevji, how Vasudevji could not ignore this incident. He could not allow Kamsa to kill Devaki, his newly wedded wife. Of course, Sanskrit word pati, husband, a husband is duty bound to protect his wife. His wife should be protected. His wife
should be affectionately, utmostly maintained by, protected by the husband. It is the prime duty of a husband to protect his wife. So in this circumstances, Vasudeva uvacha, Vasudeva is speaking. Vasudeva was from a royal family, Raj Parivar. He was knowing the diplomacy, diplomatic way. He started to pacify, stop Kamsa. So in beginning, Kamsa was so cruel that Vasudeva could not fight with him. No way. Vasudeva was not strong enough to fight with him. He could not use his strength, physical strength. Only he has to use his intelligence, buddhi, diplomacy. And he started to swim. Shlaghaniya guna surahi bhavan bhoj shaskara. In Sanskrit word, verse, Vasudeva addressing Kamsa. Sanskrit word is bhavan. Bhavan means generally you, but not in English. No. You say, Your Excellency Kamsa. Kamsa, Your Excellency Bhavan. Shlaghaniya guna, Your Excellency Kamsa ji. You have wonderful transcendental good qualities in your being, your characteristic. Shlaghni, even a great personality, great hero, warrior of the earthly planet, they praise your good quality. Shlaghaniya guna. Not only one, you have many good qualities. Not many, all, you have only and only good qualities. Bhoj jashaskara. The day you appear in Jadubans, in your dynasty, Jadu dynasty, the glories of reputation, glories of Jadubans, reputation of Jadubans has spread all over the surface of the earth. Everywhere people are glorifying Jadubansa. Why? Because you have appeared, you have taken birth in this family, Jadubansa. So, such a hero, such a sublime personality of your caliber. Sa katham bhagni hanya istriyam udvah parmani. How even you can think about lifting, killing a woman? How such a good quality, even all the heroes, warrior of the earthly planet, royal family glorify your good qualities. How you think, how you dare to kill istriyam, istri. Prabhupada in purport talks that under no circumstances a woman, a Brahmin, cow, old person and child should be given physical punishment. What to say of physical punishment? Under no circumstances a woman, a Brahman, a child, a cow should be inflicted misery, should be insulted even verbally. What to speak of king? And you are such a good personality. How you think about killing, insulting a woman? And it is, she is not ordinary human, your own sister, bhagini, your own sister, she deserves to be affectionately maintained by you. You should maintain, she is completely dependent on you. She deserves all protection, all affection from you. Then how you can think about killing or insulting or inflicting any harm to your own sister? Besides the उद्वाह परबणि इन वैदिक लिटरेचर इट डिस्क्राइब्ड दैट किलिंग ए वुमेन इंसल्टिंग सिस्टर इज एज गुड आर एज बैड एज सुसाइड इटसेल्फ. सो एन उद्वाह परबणि स्त्रियम वुमेन सिस्टर एन उद्वाह परबणि ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ मैरिज शी हैज नॉट इवन चेंज हर वेडिंग साड़ी द ऑस्पिशियस मार्स डेकोरेट इवन शी हैज नॉट चेंज हर ड्रेस एंड हाउ यू थिंक पब्लिकली इन फ्रंट ऑफ नोबल्स एंड रॉयल फैमिली हियर प्रेजेंट शेमलेसली. अफकोर्स ही डिड नॉट यूज द शेमलेसली इट वॉज अगेंस्ट द डिप्लोमेसी. हाउ सच ए ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटी यू थिंक अबाउट किलिंग वुमेन. सो हियर वी अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट एवर वसुदेव इज टॉकिंग इट इज नॉट ट्रू. नॉट दैट ही वॉज ही हैज वेरी गुड क्वालिटी ही इज नॉट इवन अ सिंगल गुड क्वालिटी ही कर स्टिल वसुदेव सिंह इज अ बिग इन फ्रॉम रॉयल फैमिली डिप्लोमेटिक पॉलिटिशियन ही वॉन्ट टू परस्यूड ही वॉन्टेड टू कन्विंस कंसर ही वॉन्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड कंसर दैट कंसर शुड नॉट डू दिस एंड देन ही ऑल्सो टॉक्स अबाउट हियर इफ यू डू दैट देन you will lose your reputation and you will implicate yourself forever. You will condemn yourself for the darkest reign of hell for long, forever. If you do that, if you kill here Devaki, your sister, on this occasion, on occasion of marriage, you will condemn yourself for the darkest region of the hell. You will lose your reputation. In present life, you will lose your reputation, and after, in future life, next, you will ruin your fortune, every fortune. You will be destined to live in hell, hellish life forever. Even in Bhagavad Gita, for a Kshatriya, most valuable, most desirable thing that he should maintain his reputation, sujas at any cost. In Bhagavad Gita, very celebrated verse, in Arjuna was not ready to fight. In order to convince Arjuna, if he will not fight, then it will go against his reputation. Krishna says, akritim chapi bhutani kathayishyanti te abhya sambhavitasya chakritir maranadati richyate. Krishna says, for a respectable person, infamy, bad reputation, opposes is worse than death. Of course, death is very cruel, undesirable, very fearful, very awkward position, moving towards death. Krishna says, sambhavitasya chakritir, for a respectable person, who was respected in society, for him, a respectable person, infamy, bad reputation is worse than death. So for a Kshatriya like you, you should maintain, you should earn, you should enhance your reputation, you should not lose your reputation. If you do that, then you will lose your fortune, all your fortune immediately, and your fame also. What your own father-in-law, Jarasandha will think, what will think about you, your own father,
Ugrasen ji, what will think about you if you do that? Then what your father-in-law Devak ji will think? What I will think? I am a brother-in-law. All the brahmanas, all the royal royal's family, nobles, you will be rejected. So please don't do this. It is not good for you. Kamsa then says, Kamsa, my dear Vasudev ji, my dear brother-in-law Vasudev, I know this. I am not doing this out of envy, but I am doing it out of fear. I am very much scared. You know, Akashvani what I said, her eighth child will kill me. So I am not exactly interested to kill Devaki. I am simply interested. My interest is to avoid death, postpone the death. Because if I will not kill Devaki, then I will be killed by her eighth child. So I am not very much enthusiastic. I am not very much proud to kill her. It is not my pride. I know many things, but here question of death. If I will not kill her, I will be killed by her eighth child. So first, Vasudev was trying to arouse some emotional feeling in her mind, in her heart, and some moral instruction, naitik. Now in this verse, he is talking philosophy. Nanu maran bhayat mirtu bhayena imam hansi. Vasudev ji, out of fear, I am killing Devaki. I am very much scared. I very fearful. I don't like to die. For in this verse, Vasudev ji is talking. Subject matter is death is inevitable, unavoidable. Mirtur janmotam vira dehe na sahajayate. Talking, it is nice intention. You want to avoid your death. You don't want to die. But even you will kill him, still death is inevitable for you. Death will be there. Death is certain. You think that you will kill Devaki. Don't think that killing Devaki means drinking nectar. अरे ऐसा नहीं कि मार दोगे तो तुमको अमृत नहीं पी अमर नहीं हो जाओगे. By killing Devaki, you are not going to become immortal. Still you will die. And then here philosophical term, this मृत्युर जन्मवताम वीर देहे न सहजायत. मृत्युर वीर, हियर एड्रेसिंग वीर, यो हीरो. A hero should not be fearful. अरे भाई वीर व्यक्ति को क्यों डरना चाहिए किसी को. यू आर हीरो. हीरो नेवर बिकम्स फियरफुल. प्रीवियसली ही एड्रेस हिम योर एक्सेलेंसी भवान. एंड हियर यू हीरो. ए हीरो शुड नॉट बी फियरफुल ऑफ डेथ. वाई मृत्युर जन्मवताम वीर देहे न सह जायते. हियर वसुदेव इज टॉकिंग अबाउट मृत्युर जन्मवताम वीर. द डे ए पर्सन टेक्स बर्थ, दैट सेम मोमेंट, सेम डे, डेथ आल्सो टेक्स प्लेस, टेक्स बर्थ. देहे न सह, the day this body came into existence, same day, same moment, death is also a certain. Dehe na sahajayate, sahajayate, along. In Srimad Bhagavatam, one example is given. As the shadow, chaya, shadow kahan hai, shadow follow the object. When we walk, then there is shadow. So shadow doesn't go away from this object. Object is there and the shadow and object are sort, they always walk together. So similarly, death and we, a living entity, who has accepted this material world, the day we accepted material world, same day, same moment, death has also taken birth, and she is, or it is, following us. Mirtur jam otam bira dehe nas abde. It could be today, or after 100 years, or between today and 100 years. Mrityur vai praninam dhurva. Mrityu is sure, death is sure. It could take place today, or it could take place after 100 years, or between today and 100 years, any moment it can take place. So when here Vasudeva is talking that mrityu will not calculate from today, you have already lived, if the 50 years, then 50 years, then 50 years only. Don't you think that, okay, if not today, then 100 years, after 100. No, no, no. She has started, her mrityu has started calculation right from the birth, from there, calculating 1, 2, 3. And either today, or after 100 years, or between today and 100, any day, any moment. Dehe na sahajaya. So by killing Devaki, simply you are going to ruin, spoil your reputation in this life, and after this life you are going to condemn yourself in the darkest rain of hellish life. So please don't do. In Vedic literature, it describes a certain thing is already written in our forehead. Vidhatra lalate likhita chitra gupte na akshar malika. Chitragupta, secretary, personal secretary of Jamaraj, his name is Chitragupta. So by the help of Brahmaji, when Brahma creates a living entity, the Brahmaji called Chitragupta, the secretary of death of superintendent of death, Jamaraj. And in Bhal Malika, here, somewhere, she did, what is Ayu? Duration is life is already written here, decided, already decided. We don't know. It is our misfortune that we could not read. So there in Akshar Malika, dictation is done by Brahma, and who has practically used his pen? Kaun likh raha hai? Chitragupta. He has good, very nice handwriting. So he can write very nice handwriting. Brahma is dictating, and Chitragupta has written duration of life. How many years the person is going to live, it is already ascertained, is already decided. Karma. His karma is what type of virtuous act he will do, that is also described, written here. Bittam, how many rupees he is going to earn throughout his life. from beginning to when you are earning the money, how the money, amount of money is already here. Vidyamsha and vidya, learning, education, this is also, it is there. By your personal endeavor, you can decrease, you can increase. Vidhatra lalate likhita chitra gupte na akshar malika. Akshar malika, a bunch of, group of letters are there, it is addressed. So, you think that by killing Devaki, you can avoid death? No way. Death is inevitable. So, here in this verse, Vasudev is talking about inevitability of death. So, he is trying to convince. Though by these arguments, this philosophical presentation, Vasudeva was not completely successful. He could not convince, but at least part of conviction was there. At least Kamsa did not drop his sword on the neck of Devaki. He paused and started to listen. In his heart, Vasudeva was able to arouse make the seed so that he can get inquisitiveness. He wanted to hear jigyasa. He aroused jigyasa. He wanted to know further thing. So this was also part of success, that he did not drop immediately his sword and the drop in the on the neck of Devaki. He paused and he started to listen. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes a very celebrated verse of Bhagavad Gita. You know, jatasya hi dhruvo mrtur. One who has taken birth, death is sure. And one who has died, dead, certainly he will take birth. Instruction part Prabhupada is here, talks in this purport, that we should not become fearful of death. Rather, we should utilize our remaining duration of life in such a way so that we can stop the process of birth and death. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathares. We should work in a such a way that we can avoid this repeated cycle of birth and death. We should never ever do anything to do something that will be detrimental, which will go against our future life. If we will engage in sinful activity, our future life, our future fortune will be completely destroyed. So comes Vasudeva is also talking in this mood. Vasudeva comes, please don't do that. I understand your interest. You want to live forever. You want to postpone death, mrtu. You want to avoid death, but it is not going to happen. Rather, you are going to implicate yourself in more dangerous condition. So, please, don't do that. Here I think I should stop at the time. Any question or any comment? I presented a story part only. So I don't think, anyhow, you are welcome if you have any question or comment.
Karbhajan Paru nahi hai. Okay, Deva, Devanand Pandit Paru.
So here it is mentioned that death is inevitable. So Kaliyuga, how to understand, like nowadays death is very easy because of our modern lifestyle. You are flying, you are going by train. Anytime the death can come. It's called Akala Mrityu. So what is the destiny of a person who dies untimely? Like now they say Corona. And most of the people who are administered medicine, adverse drug reaction. People die because of drug reaction. Is that is a natural death or it is an untimely death? And what is the destination of the person who dies untimely? Now you told Chitragupta has written the time. So if one dies before the time, what will be his destiny? Will be great his what body will get immediately?
Then I have to go and ask Chitragupta whether they are dying undying timely or maybe we can say. I think your question is quite clear and you asking knowing the answer as well. Okay, Panchakoda Prabhu, what we can say? I have in the commentary of Bhagavatam, you know, as I was reading, then someone has, I don't know, Vishwanath Chakravarti or Jiva Goswami or Sanatana Goswami has written this verse. So that simply I copy from that. I am not so expert, I don't know whether everyone is. Lalate, Vidhatra, Lalate, Likhita. He has already written. Chitragupta, Akshar Malik. Ayu, duration of life. Karma, vittam, even money. From beginning to end, how many rupees you are going to earn, that is also written somewhere here. Unfortunately, we could not read. Of course, sometimes we may try to use mirror, but mirror also does not work here. Somewhere it is written inside. So all this is written. ठीक है कोई कोई बाद में पूछ लेंगे कहेंगे उन्हें अगर सुबह कृष्ण पर ये नहीं थिंग वो लाइक टू से अच्छा ठीक है ओके सो आई थिंक आई शुड स्टॉप हियर ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की